This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. An investigation into which government official leaked the name of a secret CIA agent to journalists last year may be about to send someone to jail. Not the leaker, of course, but maybe one or more of the journalists. The probe centers on the disclosure that Valerie Plame, the wife of a Bush administration critic, Joseph Wilson, was a CIA agent. Columnist Robert Novak was the first journalist to print that fact, but others were approached with the information as well. Joining us to explain the complex tale is Slate media columnist Jack Schaefer. Jack, welcome back to the show. And first of all, this is a grand jury investigation, so much of what's going on is still secret. But tell us what you can about who may or may not be going to jail and why.
Right now, we know that Matt Cooper of Time magazine has been held in contempt for refusing to identify who told him about Valerie Plame's identity. Walter Pincus of the Washington Post has been served with a similar subpoena. No word yet on whether he's refused to testify. And we don't know yet if Robert Novak, the original journalist to name Valerie Plame, has been served with a subpoena yet. We can expect him to. And if we know Robert Novak, anything about Robert Novak, we know that they'll have to rip his fingernails out in order to get him to talk. So he'll probably go to jail as well.
These are three major Washington journalists. You write in a recent article in Slate about the law that the special prosecutor, Patrick Fitzgerald, appears to be using to go after them. It's called the Intelligence Identities Protection Act, but it's not been used very much.
No, and in order to understand the law and the use of it, we have to fill in a little backstory. Back in the mid-70s, there was a renegade former CIA officer by the name of Philip Agee, and he began writing in books and publishing in publications such as Covert Action Information Bulletin, the identities of covert CIA officers. There was really not an effective law to stop Agee and Covert Action Information Bulletin from exposing those identities. So in a sort of compromise between civil libertarians and those in the national security establishment, they created a very narrowly focused law that would allow the government to go after government officials, and it would allow the government to go after publications who methodically and deliberately expose covert agents.
So this law is really, it's aimed at the person who's doing the leaking, the official, not at the journalist who's printing the tip. So why are they using it to subpoena journalists and put them in jail?
In the case of Cooper, Pincus, and Novak, all three of these journalists appear to have written that a Bush administration official or plural officials told them about the identity of Valerie Plame. And the prosecutor, I think, has had not much success in identifying who that White House official was, and so he's cast the net further and is going after the journalists, compelling them to talk.
If, in fact, the prosecutor says, look, I have asked everyone I can ask who leaked this information, and they won't tell me, so you journalists certainly know, you have to tell me. Isn't he kind of legally correct?
He is legally correct. There is an important Supreme Court precedent which says basically that a journalist cannot observe the breaking of a law and then retreat behind the protection of the First Amendment. Traditionally, prosecutors almost never subpoena journalists, even if their investigation goes cold, because they want to be very, very careful of running up against what journalists certainly consider, and I think all Americans should, the supreme law of the land, and that is the First Amendment, which says Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of the press. And I think that the better prosecutors, understand that if you start compelling testimony from journalists, then what essentially you're reducing them to is an adjunct to the prosecution, and people will stop talking to journalists, and that would be very bad.
Opinion and analysis from Jack Schaefer. He writes the Press Box column for Slate. Jack, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
Glad to be with you.